very important that both the committees work together and collaborate together in relation to best practices and how we can make people feel safer in their homes. If the police in the north and the Gardaí here are working together, I think it's just as important that both policing committees work together.
Do you believe that these discussions may come up with perhaps new perspectives that can be passed on to policymakers on both sides and perhaps influence how that policy is enacted and how that cooperation is put in place?
I do. I think what we found at the meeting was in the Derry-Strabane Council area, they're financed from a range of different statutory agencies, including the Department of Justice and Northern Ireland Housing Executive, whereas we are the poor relationship. But it's gave us the spirit to go on here, and they look for it to be resourced and provide the services that the committee in Derry is able to provide for the local communities.
And that is one of the perhaps differences between the two in Derry. The policing partnership does look far more toward the community in terms of taking the community's views on board, holding public meetings to which the community can contribute. You'd like to see that done more on this side?
Yeah, and we are working towards that. The Donegal Joint Policing Committee is in the process now of setting up a number of subcommittees which will be involving the community members of the Joint Policing Committee, and we hope to develop that further. And of course, we will be taking it out into the public, and we'll be holding public consultation meetings in the near future. There is work to be done by the Joint Policing Committee, and as the chair of that, I intend to drive that work forward and prioritise what needs to be done to make the citizens in Donegal feel a lot safer.